Welcome to the Own Your Choices, Own Your Life podcast. I know you are here wanting to change and rewrite your story. You are desiring to step into the impact that you know you are here to create. I am here to guide you with the proven tools and strategies used by myself and our speakers to support you in taking radical responsibility in your life and learning how to own your choices to change your story. My name is Marcia Van Weinsberg. I am a storytelling business coach, master NLP trainer, speaker, podcaster, and 7 times published author. My clients have found freedom and purpose from overcoming their shame stories and learning how to share them with the world. I am so grateful you are here. Let's get started. Welcome back to the show. Today, I want to chat with you about judgment and do you wire your brain for judgment? Now, the story I'm going to share with you is something that you can interchange the word judgment for anything. You can interchange it for comparison. You can interchange it for contempt, division, frustration. Are you wiring yourself for judgment? I recently heard Brenda Burchard say this on the Growth Day app. This is just an app that I have. I put a link in the show notes if you want to try it out. I think there's a 14-day trial free. I listen to it every day and it gives some great insight. He's like a daily fire that he gives. So I've just loved listening to this, but this hit me because he talks about like, what are you wiring your brain for? And the fact that we're always training for our life. We're always in training for our life. And if we treat our bodies, our lives, our mental health, our mental, physical, spiritual, emotional health, if we treat it like we are training for our lives and we are in training for our lives, then when opportunities show up for us or when doors open, we are more likely to be ready because we've been in training. And that makes sense, right? Like if we're going to be sitting on the couch and eating like crap and frustrated because nothing's happening, and then somebody shows up with a great opportunity and you're not physically ready for it, like physically, mentally, emotionally ready for it, that's going to be one thing. If you haven't been doing the things to help yourself get ready for it, your confidence is probably going to be low too. So that really made me think about this like piece on what are you wiring your brain for? So he said a stat here that I actually had to stop and write down because it was just like, what in the world are we doing with social media? So I was in we have an alliance networking space that I run with my friend Meg. And one of the first things that we talked about was a productivity hack that people were sharing with each other. And one that I share, it's not perfect. I don't have it all figured out. But is that I work to be very intentional with my phone. So I consciously try to interrupt when I grab my phone, right? Have you ever just grab your phone and all of a sudden you're like, what am I even doing? What am I looking for? I'm not looking for anything. And there's nothing wrong with grabbing it, but I consciously, intentionally, when I grab it, I'm like, do I actually need this right now? It's an interrupting the pattern. So he shared a stat that on average, I don't know if I should be surprised at this number. On average, most people scroll past 1,000 social media posts a day. That's an average. And he actually called it a minimum of 1,000 times a day they are scrolling past like posts and things that are triggering something inside of you. So If you go to social media and I ask, like, what do you get out of it? How do you feel when you do it? Then if it is like judgment, comparison, all those things, now picture that you've scrolled past something 1,000 times in that day. Now you're like literally wiring your brain for those feelings. Our subconscious mind likes patterns. It likes things that are predictable. It knows those feelings. So on average, we are scrolling past 1,000 items a day, right? That we're scrolling through. And I get that's probably not that hard to actually do when you think about the numbers. But what we're doing is we are reinforcing our subconscious mind pattern. So if you have a pattern of judgment, of criticism, of, you know, not feeling enough, and yet your social media is literally all of those things, then you are reinforcing a subconscious pattern. So you might be saying, I want to feel positive when I do something. I want to feel better during my day. But then you go to social media and that's what you're looking at. You are reinforcing those old subconscious patterns. You're making it harder for you to shift them, making it harder for them to change. And so this is only reinforcing negative behaviors, reinforcing things that we do or do not want to see. He said that when you actually scroll past 1,000 times a day, that you are on average on social media 1 to 2 hours a day. The thing is that that's all consumption, and it's all consumption. That doesn't mean generating. And if that's the case, we're not being the gatekeeper of our own mind. We're not being the gatekeeper of what brings us happiness. We are not being a gatekeeper. So the more you do it, the more you become it. And it doesn't, it is a space where we're reinforcing something that we don't want. So if you think of yourself as a well, right? Like as a well full of, like, you know, the most purified, best water in the world, are you poisoning it or are you filtering it? Like, what are you doing with that well? Because we live in a society of consumption. We all know that. We all know that. And when we're in that space, it's so interesting. I don't know about you, but I can say 100% this is me. I can be really good with social media. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, I get tired. I get overwhelmed. I feel myself get exhausted. I feel like I'm not creative. I can't come up with an idea. I need to look for something. And all of a sudden, I am making myself more exhausted, more mentally exhausted. And when I'm in that space, to go back to social media to change that is not going to happen. It's not, unless you're watching dog videos. Like, sorry, that's just my dog videos or Harry Potter videos I will go to because they just bring me joy. And that is something that I will do. Or I intentionally go to, you know, one of the good story pages because it just lifts me up. This is how intentional you have to be with your mind, because you're the only gatekeeper that you have. And that phone is a device. It's a device. It's a tool. Please use it to only reinforce more of you and what you are here to do. Because if not, we get to a point where we're so mentally exhausted, we're drained. We sitting in this judgment over and over a day. Like, again, judgment, comparison, call it whatever you want. You're creating this like bank account of how you make decisions. It's bankrupt. You're disrupting it to the point that it's like bone dry. Then when you have to actually make some changes or do something, it's like, I don't have any mental energy. I just don't. And I mean, I think of our kids, like, well, I didn't grow up with this, but I think of our kids who literally are on their phones like all day long. It's a lot. It's a lot. There's a lot of things that you can do. And I mean, phone, this is only one example. This is literally only one example. There's a lot of different things that you can use here as an example, but it is really being consciously aware of what those patterns are that you are doing, because you can be rewiring, like hardwiring your brain for judgment, for criticism, for comparison, for not enoughness, whatever that is. And I always want to remind you that you do not know a person's story. You might look at it and think you know their story. You know, you heard they made $500,000 this month and you're like, oh, it must be nice. Why can't I do that? You don't know the story. I promise you that you don't. You always see what they want you to see. And so if you treat your brain like the precious element that it is, how can you become a better gatekeeper of it? How can you become a better energy manager of it? Because your brain and your body is asking you to be that gatekeeper. It really is. And the more you train yourself to be conscious and intentional about what you do with your energy, you are now taking responsibility for yourself, for where you're going, the direction that you're going. Because it's so interesting. He said, you know, you can be a bad gatekeeper in that you are now mentally exhausted or you're sitting in a space of judgment and criticism. You cannot out-gratitude a bad gatekeeper. You cannot out-gratitude a bad gatekeeper. So take a look at what you are looking at in social media. How can you be more intentional with it and recognize that you are wiring your brain for whatever you are seeing? If puppy videos make you happy, go to that. But be mindful. Like, there's a lot of people over the last year that I looked up to at one point in time that I'd muted or I've unfollowed. And it really has nothing to do with them. It has to do with how do I feel when I'm on that page? How do I feel about myself when I'm in that energy? And if it doesn't feel good, it's a no. Like, it's a no. Even for people starting out in the online space, I often say, actually, don't follow somebody who does what you do, because you'll get confused as to what your voice is. So you can't out-gratitude these bad habits, because these habits are not going to move you forward. And you are wiring. And the more you wire and continue to wire and lay down that wire with repetition, the harder it is to change some of these habits. So please don't wire yourself for judgment, for criticism, by just being in that space on repetition. It's not serving you. It's not moving you forward. And I know we all do it. We all, like, it's just sometimes we want to just like zone out and have that downtime. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just asking you to pay attention. This was a good reminder for me to be consciously aware of how I feel when I'm in that space. Is it serving me? Do I feel better from doing this? And from there, like, do I want to keep doing this? Is this actually serving me? And if it's not, find something else to do, seriously. And there's a lot of different things on your phone now that you can put for like times where it shuts down at a certain time of night, or it doesn't ring, do not disturb, whatever those things are. There's a lot of different things that you can do with your phone now that if you haven't done that, I strongly encourage you to do that. And I often say, like, it's not, in this online space, I literally make a living from my phone, from connecting with people. That's literally how I do it. And I have really good boundaries with it, like really good. I have no notifications on. I will have certain times tonight where it's off, or I don't even go to it anymore. It's just recognizing what are those patterns, what are those habits, and what are you doing? Because if you're numbing yourself out, it gets really hard to focus on where you're going, what you're doing. So I promise this is not a like preach it and share. I just wanted to share this fact of like 1 to 2 hours a day on social media is scrolling past over 1,000 pieces of content. Are they serving you? Or are they wiring your brain for judgment, comparison, criticism that's not moving you forward? Only you know the answer. So I hope that this supports you, and I would love to hear what your takeaways are. And maybe there's just that aha moment for you that it's like, wait, that's not what I want to be doing. I thank you for being here so much. We are getting really close to episode 700. I would love it if you want to drop a rating and review. And tag me on social media. I am forever, forever grateful for it. It really does help the show to grow. Have an incredible day. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Own Your Choices, Own Your Life. If you love this episode, I invite you to tag me on social media with your takeaways or share it with a friend. Please, if you feel called, take 30 seconds to leave a 5-star review, and I will be forever grateful. Until next time, remember, when you own your choices, you truly own your life.